Yes.
Chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. Stand when you found your place. I won't go probably for 1 through 9. And it reads like this. And God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the wind, or the waters pass away. The fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountain of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually unto the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountain seen. And it came to pass, at the end of the 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro, until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the soles of her foot. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. I want to back up to 9, but the dove found no rest for the soles of her foot. Found no rest for the soles of her foot. You know, we're living in a day, and we're living in a time, we're living in an hour when we done grieved the dove away. You know, that's what I want to preach tonight. You know, the dove represents the Spirit of God.
Right.
You know, that's what it is in a lot of churches today. We done grieved them away. We done grieved the Spirit of the living God away. You know, we go to places time after time, Brother Donnie, and we want to see the move of God. But I'm telling you, He won't bless us these days and times because we done grieved His Spirit just a little too much. I'm telling you tonight, He's done took His flight from a lot of places that you go to. A lot of places you go to tonight, you can put Ichabod up over the house of the God because the Spirit of the Lord done departed. I'm telling you tonight, I'm telling you we done grieved the dove away. I'm telling you He's looking for a place to rest. He's looking for a place to rest. But it says in the Word of God, He found no place for the soles of His feet. I'm telling you that's why. That's why we got troubles in America tonight. That's why. That's why we got troubles in our school tonight. Because we done grieved the dove away. We done took prayer out of school. That's why you see shootings. That's why you see killings in school. I'm telling you that's why tonight. Because we done grieved the dove away. He's got no place to rest. I'm telling you tonight. He's looking for a place to rest. He's looking for a place to rest tonight. I'm telling you, I look at our nation of America. Brother, I'm telling you, He's done grieved them away. You were looking at a country that was founded on biblical principles. We had a biblical background. We stood on the Word of God. But I'm telling you now, He's got no place. He's got no place to rest. The dove, He's got no place to rest tonight. You know, I look at that day. You know, a great 9/11. You know, I look at this day. You know, this is the 12th year anniversary. Why did that come upon America? I'm telling you tonight why it come upon America. Because the dove, he didn't have no place to rest. I'm telling you, he sit there to put America back on his feet. He put it to us to pray. We're supposed to be a praying nation. But I tell you, I look 12 years. I look back 12 years. I look where we at now. Nothing ain't no better. It's grown worse, Brother Donnie. It's grown worse tonight. Why? Because the dove, he ain't got no place to rest. He ain't got no place to rest tonight. You know, you looking at America. You know, we support homosexuality today. We let them marry up. Men with men. Women with women. I'm telling you tonight. That dove ain't got no place to rest. He's got no place to rest. No place tonight. No place for the soles of his feet. You know, but in my opinion, I think America, we need to repent. We need to repent. We need to go back to the old paths. We need to go back to the old landmark. We need to get back to the biblical principles that this nation was founded on. You know, in the great 9/11, you know, this nation was distressed. It was distressed. You know, we had people thought the world was coming to an end. I'm telling you tonight, he did not go look upon sin no more than he did when he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, he's going to destroy this nation. Why? Because we done turned our back against God tonight. Just bear with me just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, a couple of Sundays ago, I was sitting in Sunday school, and the Lord spoke this to me. No place for the dove to rest. You know, it says in Psalms 9:17, he said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. I'm telling you, we don't forget God. I'm telling you, that's what America's done, Brother Donnie. We forgot God. You know, if we could take and support a man that believes in aborting little children, I'm telling you now, you know, that's murder. And one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill. We kill a little baby children. I'm telling you, that's where America stands. That's where it's at. Well, I tell you, the dove ain't got no place to rest. He's got no place to rest tonight. People call good evil and evil good.
That's right. Come on.
We're living in deceitful times. We're living in perilous times. I'm telling you, we're coming upon a time in a church world when he can catch us away and just in a twinkling of an eye. I'm telling you, we're living in these days and times when he can rapture his church on out. Are you ready? I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to make my heavenly flight. I'm getting ready to leave here. I'm getting ready to be gone, brother. Getting ready to go. I'm telling you, it's too much deceitfulness in the land. I'm telling you, there's so much hard-heartedness. I'm telling you, but it's all got to come to pass. Because he said, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We're living in that time. We're living in that time. The dove ain't got no place for the soles of her foot. No place to lie. I'm telling you, no place to lie. That's what he's looking for tonight. He's looking for a place to lie. He's looking for a place where they want him. I tell you, I want more God. Less of me, more of the Spirit. Less of me, like I was preaching the other night, in this flesh worth no good thing. Ain't nothing good in this flesh. I want the Spirit.
Right, come on.
But so many of us, we're grieving away. You know, so many times I've been in churches when it quits back on the Spirit. They don't want to turn loose. I'm telling you tonight, you need to take and start turning loose. I don't want the dove to take his flight. I want him to rest here. I want him to rest here. Rest in this ark. Rest in this tabernacle. Rest in this ark. Rest in this tabernacle.
Right, go ahead.
Woo! No place for the dove to rest. You know, we're living in them times. Just bear with me. Bear with me just a little while here. I get out of your way. I just want to deliver something. I know I got it ahead of myself, but I'm going to deliver it by the help and grace of God. 12 years ago, our nation was attacked by terrorist groups. They sent two planes into the World Trade Center. We was a nation under distress. But that's what happens when you take God out, when you take prayer out, when you take all this out. That's what you got. You got a nation that's not going to stand. I'm telling you, get back to the old path. Get back to the old landmarks. Get back to reading the Word of God. Get back to seeking His face. Seek Him early. Seek Him when He may be found. I'm telling you, there's going to be a time coming when you want to get in and you ain't going to be able to get in. I'm telling you, make you call and let sure today. If you ain't sure, make sure you find Him tonight before you leave the house of God. Because one of these days, the Holy Ghost is going to take His flight.
Yeah, come on. Yes. Amen.
He's going to take His flight. You know, you go with the book of Revelation. You know, 144,000 were sealed, brother. It was great tribulation saints. They had washed their clothes in the blood. I'm telling you, it was made white because they was ready. It was worthy. And it was at His feet. I'm telling you, that's what I want to be. At His feet. Saying, holy, holy, holy. He's a holy God. And we got to be a holy nation. We got to be a peculiar people. You know, His people is a peculiar people. You know, it's peculiar. We're a set apart people. We're a sanctified people.
Amen.
We got to be set apart, set from His use, for His use. You know, if we all were the word of the crowd, if we all over here with the world, we ain't set apart. I'm telling you tonight, that's what He wants. He wants to set you apart. He wants to give you a testimony. He wants to give you a testimony that's true. I'm telling you tonight, you can have it. Just seek Him when He may be found. Call upon Him when He's near. It's time to seek the Lord thy God, who comes to rain righteousness upon you.
That's right. Amen.
But so many times, speaking of the church now, we breathe. We breathe in His Spirit.
The
dove ain't got no place to rest. He ain't got no place to rest. I'm telling you, He wants a place to rest. Let Him light on you. Let Him fill you. Let Him fill your tabernacle. Let Him fill you up. You know, it's no more than it was in the Old Testament. You know, the children of Israel, they was led by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. I'm telling you tonight, they had the Shekinah glory, brother, and we can have it too. If we don't breathe Him, if you let the dove rest, if you don't breathe the way of the dove, I'm telling you, we can have revival.
Right.
We can have revival. But so many people, they grieve the Spirit. They quench the Spirit. They say, should I move or should I not? I'm telling you tonight, we need to be moving when the Spirit's moving. We need to be jumping in because this thing's wrapping up and He's coming back after a group of people, a group of people that has made themselves ready. He's looking for a place to light. He's looking for a place to light. You know, so many churches, I ain't no call, no names, but there are a lot of big churches in our land. The Holy Ghost has done took His flight. They done programmed them out. They done put program after program. And they done programmed God out. But I'm telling you tonight, I want to be one tonight. I want to let the Holy Ghost of God, I want Him to interrupt my program. I don't want to be programmed. I don't want to be on no clock. I want to step out of my time where I can step into His. That's what we got to get into His time, church. You know, it's good to have youth trips. It's good to have trips for the church. It's good. But so many times, especially in the bigger denominations, they put all this other stuff in front of God, before God. They put their football teams and their baseball teams, all of that in front of God, and they make it an idol to Him. I'm telling you, that's when it's wrong. That's when it's wrong when you make it an idol. I'm telling you tonight, that's when the Holy Ghost will take His flight. He'll take His flight. You got to want Him. There's a big church in my house. It's got a donut shop in it. I'm telling you, when you start getting hungry, you can get a donut and a cup of coffee. But I'm telling you, the house of God is not an eat and drink in. And he not houses an eat and drink in. I'm telling you tonight, they don't defile the house of God. And he's took his flight.
Right.
Lord, help me. Help me. But I tell you, that's where it's all at. You know, we programming him out with this program and with that program. I want to do this and I want to do that. But we need to step on his time. On his time.
Right.
Oh, it's all in his time.
Right.
You know, it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a time for everything under the sun. I know these times to do all these other things. But I'm telling you, when we get in the house of God, we need one thing on our mind and one thing only. We need worship. Worship. We need to enter in his court with praise and in his house with thanksgiving. I tell you, I want a joyful heart tonight. I want to be one to praise my way through.
That's right.
Come on. Yes. But so many places you go, the dove, the tug is flight. People setting them around. Brother Donnie, just going through the motions. Just going through the motions. That's what they're doing. They've been in complacency and lukewarmness so long. They're just going through the motions. I tell you, going through a form of worship. I tell you, I want one that has a heartfelt relationship, a heartfelt devotion to God, heartfelt devotion to his house. I love him tonight. I love him, and I want to seek God. And the only way I can is I keep it pure and holy and sanctified and set apart.
Right.
You know, Romans 12 and 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body a living sacrifice.
Right.
That's what we got to do. We got to present this old man a living sacrifice.
Yes.
And that's where the devil lied.
Right.
When you present your body a living sacrifice, he'll light upon you.
Right.
But so many times, people don't want to do the requirements. And they grieve the dove away. Grieve the dove away. Grieve them away. Get this program in. Get this program in. I tell you, that's what they want. You take it, put a president, an Elvis on a band up here, and you pack the house of God. You pack it out. Why? Because they come to see a Elvis look alike. Or they come to see a Hank Williams Sr. look alike. I'm telling you, that's the graven images they got before their eyes. But I'm telling you, when we do things such as that, we're grieving God out. We're giving him, we're giving place to man, and we're shutting God out.
Right.
Grieving the dove away.
Right.
Grieving the dove. I'm telling you, he's looking for a place to light. He's looking for a people that he can get in the midst of and take them bless. He wants to bless you. He wants to show himself a God to you.
Yes, amen.
What happened every time Israel would go back in their heart when they begin to backslide? The Lord would let certain things happen to them, Brother Donnie, to bring them on back to the fold.
Right.
And that's what I believe happened in 2001. I believe that's what happened. You know, America, they done got too far out. They done got too mighty, too big. I tell you, they had too much power and too little old planes. Took that World Trade Center and they took and leveled it to the ground. And George W. Bush, he wanted prayer. He wanted to pray then. I'm telling you now, we need to be praying before a disaster comes.
Right. That's right.
Pray before it comes. You know, America, I'm going to say it. I love this nation. I love this country. But they pulled God out as a spare tire when they need him.
Oh,
when they need him, they want to pull him on the scene.
Right.
Why not pull him on into the scene now?
Right.
Why not put prayer back? Why not put it back in school? Why not take and put all this back? I can remember when I was in school, we had saved the grace every time before we ate. We acknowledged God. We was a good generation.
Yeah.
But now we took prayer out of schools. It seems like we got a generation, brother. I'm telling you now, in school, they just all worthy. They're for the worldly crowd. They ain't up for prayer. A lot of them's got it. A lot of them's turned their back on God. Why? Because our nation.
Right.
It's the nation we live in.
That's
right. A land of the free, but a land of bondage.
That's right.
Huh? A land of the free, but it's also bondage.
Right.
America brings you into bondage. They don't want you to speak what's right no more. They want you to tickle the ears.
Right.
They want to give you something just to tickle them a little bit.
Right.
So you preach this, or you say this. It's a hate crime. I'm telling you, it's no hate crime. I stand for the Lord. I stand for Him. I'm telling you, I'm His mouthpiece. And we need to get back to the old landmarks.
Right. Right. Come on, go
ahead. It's still wrong. It's still wrong. And right, still right.
Right.
It don't matter what Obama tries to bring in. You know about all the abortion and all this. You know it's still wrong. It's still wrong in the sight of God. I tell you, it's going to be wrong. I tell you, that man, he's going to stand before the judgment seat of God for the way he's leading this nation.
Right, right.
He's leading this nation. He's making it twofold more the child of hell than himself.
Right.
He is. He is. I'm sorry, there may be someone here likes Obama. You know how I like him too. I pray for his soul. But I'm telling you, he's leading us to destruction. That's where he's leading us to.
Right.
I'm telling you, this nation is going under if we don't get godly principles
right.
back.
That's
right. Whether it's Obama that brings them back or the president after Obama, we need to get back to the old past. We need to get back to where we was founded from. This nation was founded on the Word of God.
Right.
Our forefathers founded it on the Word. I'm telling you, a man's word don't mean nothing no more. I'm telling you, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing if somebody says, I do this and I do that. It don't mean nothing no more. Because all of them, they've been raised in a time, in a day, in an hour, where a word don't mean nothing. I tell you, back when I was coming up, my daddy, he would take and he'd spit on his hand and he'd shake it and seal the deal. I tell you, that's the way it should be. When a man says he's going to do something, he should do it. I tell you, that's what it's all about. That's when you can see the Lord work. When we get back to the simple life, the simple lifestyle. You know, the Bible has a simple lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of the poor also. You know, he loves us. And he desires to give us the kingdom. He says in his word, fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasures to give unto you the kingdom. He wants to give us the kingdom. If we just seek his face, if we just enter into the closets, if we just shut the door, that's where it's all going to happen at. It's through prayer. It's through fasting. That's where you're going to see things happen.
Right.
A lot of people don't do it. They want to promote this in the church and promote that. But I want to promote the prayer rooms and the altar. That's what I want to promote. Get along these altars and get digging in these nuggets. These nuggets there for you. I'm telling you, the Lord thy God desire to do a work in your heart. Don't harden your heart. Don't grieve the spirit. I tell you, you can have whatsoever you should ask.
Right.
You can have it. You can have it tonight. You know the Bible says, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe it shall have them, and you shall have them. I don't know why I'm going this way, but Lord, just let me to wait on out. You shall have whatsoever you ask for. But a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. His prayer is like the wind, the ocean on the waves of the ocean is driven and tossed. He's not received nothing of the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, we need to get back to the old past.
That's right.
The old landmarks. I know when Brother Hart's come along, a few of the other ones in the church, y'all believe in old kind holiness. I'm telling you, when I come along, that's all I know is the way the man of God preached it. I like it for it to be preached to me straight. Preach it to me hard. Get it to me straight.
Right.
I can take it. I'm a straight up man. If there's sin in my life, tell me. I want to get it out. I want to see God. I want to see God. So many times I was in a service like this here tonight, and the preacher would be preaching, and my toes would be getting stomped on. I said, Lord, help me. Help me just climb a little bit higher. Just help me to draw a little bit closer. That's what I want to do tonight. I just want to draw a little bit closer, Brother Bounty. You know, when a man thinks his salvation is on solid rock, he's on quicksand. You know, we ain't above anything that the enemy throws against us. You know, a man, the Bible tells me a man should take heed tonight, not lest he falls.
Right.
You know, we don't get so high up, we don't get fall. That's what happened to America. It's got so high on the political ladder, it's done fail. It's done turned its back on the Lord. I'm telling you, there ain't but a few more things for America to do once they turn their back on Israel. When he turns his back on Israel, it's all over. It's all over. That little old nation right there, it'll rise and it'll whoop the world. You want me to tell you why tonight? That's God's people. That's God's chosen people. You can watch them wars over there. When Israel starts stepping in, when Israel starts getting rowdy, and the United States turns their back on Israel, it's all over. It's all over. You might as well pack it up and send your saddle on to the house. It's all over with. I'm telling you, this thing's wrapping up. It's wrapping up. And there's so many in the church world today, they can't see where they're at, brother.
That's right.
They done grieved the devil away so much, they can't see where they're at. You know, we got signs of Matthew 24. He said, when you see wars and rumors of wars, you know, that's one of the signs. When you see earthquakes in diverse places, pestilence, all them signs. I'm telling you tonight, when I get in my car and I hit 24, it says Westminster, so many miles. When I see that sign, I know I'm just about home. I'm telling you, I've seen these signs come to pass, Brother Joel, and we almost home. We're almost home. I'm telling you, you need to be looking up for your redemption's drawing nigh tonight. It's drawing nigh. This thing's coming to the end. And everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter into the kingdom of God. Not everyone.
Right.
Not everyone. Not everyone is going in. You know, I've been with Brother Hart. He's preaching, you know, when Noah and all of them got on the ark, there were 8 souls. All the rest, children, old men, old women, and all alike drowned in it.
Right.
But I'm telling you tonight, He's made a way to escape for us. We just got to hold on to that escape route. And that escape route is Jesus Christ. He's coming back for us. Just hold on. Just stay real. He's coming back after us. Just like He said He would. You know, I don't want to get weary of well doing. I know I'm going to reap if I faint not. I know I'm going to reap a harvest if I faint not. So many people in today's time in the world we're living in, they faint by the wayside, brother. I don't want to faint. I want to keep going on. I know the Lord will give strength to the weary. He will tonight. Isaiah 40:31 says there was a weight upon the Lord. They're going to renew their strength. They're going to mount up with wings as an eagle. I'm telling you, they strength for the weary tonight. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I know the Word of God is set out to do what it's going to do. It's going to do it tonight. I tell you, come on. Come on tonight. Make your call to the Lake Shore tonight.
Praise the Lord.
There's going to be a day of time coming when He's going to take His flight. No more what it was, what I said a while ago. You know, one time, you know, they come into the camp of Israel. I think it might have been the Philistines, they sure. They stole the Ark of the Covenant. They stole it out of the midst. And Eli, when he found out the Ark of the Covenant and all was taken. I'm telling you, when they found out all that information, his two boys was killed, Eli fell back. I'm telling you, and he had a daughter-in-law, using my own words, that was fit to give birth, and she named that child Ichabod. She didn't even regard it as the Spirit of the Lord is now departed from Israel. I'm telling you tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is going to depart from America. We got to do something. It's time.